This is Bird Note. For more than a decade, Dr. Henry Sears has been restoring native habitat on his farm near Chesapeake Bay. Why has he dedicated himself to this work?
Because I've lived long enough to understand the tragic consequences of the last 65 years of changes to the rural and agricultural lands of Maryland's eastern shore. I've seen the results on the environment caused by changes in farming practices and development. My generation has been witness to the destruction of habitat, leading to the loss of many of Maryland's iconic species, starting with the canvasback duck, the terrapin, oysters, and now the northern bobwhite quail.
Dr. Sears wanted to find out if, after 250 years of alteration, native grasslands could be brought back for the benefit of birds, plants, and other animals. Within a month of the initial restoration, hundreds of grasshopper sparrows moved in. Bobwhite quail numbers rose dramatically. Dickcissels, an extremely rare bird in Maryland, appeared the following year. Now, 15 years into the project, Dr. Sears reminds us that, although rewarding, habitat restoration is a complex and long-term undertaking.
These things are much more complicated than is usually perceived. For what we're doing, it may be very successful, but it's going to require a tremendous amount of ongoing work. It's not start it and let it go. Nature doesn't work that way.
To see pictures of the restoration in process, come to our website, birdnote.org.